adds to the pride of Columbus. These things are they're sort of intangible, but they're really real. They're really important. You know, I go back, you know, 5-6 years ago when we were fighting to save the crew, and now look at this beautiful stadium, and look at this great announcement today about the All-Star Game next year.
And talking about the tangibles, though, there's a lot of money that the state is gonna you know, benefit that the state and Columbus are gonna realize, right?
Well, I'm sure someone will calculate it, but you think of all the thousands of people that are gonna come in here. They're gonna stay 1, 2, 3 days. That we'll have the opportunity for them not only to see this soccer match, but for them to explore Columbus and then go back home and talk about it. So, you know, we want to be able to spotlight Columbus. We want to be able to spotlight Ohio. And having the All-Star Game here, 2024 All-Star Game here, is going to give us one more opportunity to do that.
And this isn't the only sports big event we have going on here. We have the figure skating championships. We just had the NCAA championships this year, or games this year. You can say that Columbus has always been a sports city, but now it's a destination. So what does that mean to you?
Well, Columbus has always been a huge sports community. But it, you know, we're seeing with soccer, which continues to gain in popularity in this country, where, you know, tens of thousands of children in Ohio play soccer every single weekend. And be able to have that All-Star Game here is just, is frankly, very special.
Are you going to have a budget to sign on
I was going to say, who's going to do it?
Thursday night.
Well, that, yeah. Well, I'm told that once it's passed, it still is going to take about 3 days for it all to be put together. And so we won't get it then until, you know, 3 days after whenever it was finally passed, or approximately. But look, the progress that, and we're monitoring what's going on, obviously, the progress that we're seeing, it's good. I think it's on track. It's where I would, you know, hope it would be at this point. But, you know, have a long ways to go still.
Once that budget does make it to your desk, do you have any definite line vetoes that you're going to make?
Oh, we've got to see what's in the budget. I'm frankly more concerned about making sure that this is a budget that is a really pro-family, pro-children budget. That's really the future. That's the future of this state. And so, you know, making sure that our language in regard to literacy and reading and following the science of reading, once that goes into effect and then we start implementing it, it's going to have a huge impact on children in the state of Ohio. Mental health, this is a revolutionary budget in the sense that we are really accelerating the emphasis that we are placing on mental health. And our whole goal is for every child in this state, every person in the state, to live up to their God-given potential and to remove impediments and remove barriers. And when we have people who can't get medical help that they need for a behavioral health challenge, a mental health challenge, then they can't live up to their full potential. So what we propose to the General Assembly is a major, major thrust in regard to mental health, and we certainly hope that that stays in this budget. When you look at other children's issues, we made a proposal to the General Assembly and put it in our budget. A provision to allow help inside the school, security help with security officers. That's something, again, that we provide in our budget, not just for children who go to public schools, but for children no matter what school they go to. That, I think, is something that's very, very important. Families have the right to expect when they send their child to school that that child is going to be safe at school. And the world we live in today, having a resource officer in every school in the state of Ohio, whether it's public or private, I think is very important. I think also if we, the working middle class families of the state who are raising children need a tax deduction per child, I would like, you know, to see it to be a very large one. I think that is the most effective way that we can give direct help to these families. So all of these things are things that, you know, kind of big picture. Biggest picture, I guess, is families. We need a budget that protects families. We need a budget that makes it easier for families. We need a pro-child budget, and that's what we've presented, and that's what we hope the legislature ends up passing.
Governor, about the All-Star Game, did the state play any role in getting the All-Star Game here? Were there any state incentives offered?
I'm not aware of any incentives. You know, this is the decision that is made. I know that the crew team, the crew ownership has really been pushing for this. We were certainly aware that they were pushing for this. But I think that this whole thing was set in motion, obviously, back when the crew was saved. And we were worried about the crew leaving Columbus. Back when I was Attorney General, the efforts that were made then, I think, you know, have paid off. This great stadium. Obviously, if you don't have this great stadium, you don't have an All-Star game. So a lot of things have culminated in this to bring us to this moment when we can see an announcement of an All-Star game a year from now.
Are you going to push for Cincinnati to get it next?
So look, Cincinnati's got a great stadium. And you know, we know the odds are they're not going to come to Ohio twice, you know, in 2 years. But certainly, that's a great place to have it, and we're very proud of both stadiums. We're proud of both teams.
Back on the budget, there are so many differences.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Okay,
sure.
So many differences between House and Senate versions. Do you think it's going to take days, weeks? How long do you expect to have to wait?
Well, I'm not going to put any money on the days. We don't have an office pool in the governor's office, but all I can tell you is I think it's on track. I mean, it just seems to me, the reports I get every few hours, is that it's moving where we would expect it to. My experience with legislative bodies, and I have a little experience, is that they don't really get it done. It never happens until the last minute. There's just that push of things, a deadline. So there has to be a deadline. So I think we're on track. You know, whether or not I sign a budget before July 1, I don't know about that. But I think they're on track. They're going to get a budget. I think it's going to be a good budget. It's going to be a budget that I'll be able to sign.
Governor, I don't get a chance to talk to you very often. This is a pleasure. I wanted to talk about your Lieutenant Governor, John Houston. I had a chance to see him playing college football, and his coach, Mike Kelly, always said he would be a leader. I guess that's what you saw in him as well, right?
Well, absolutely. Look, John Houston's done a great job as Lieutenant Governor. He is a great partner, and, you know, he works exceedingly hard, but he is truly a leader. Anybody else?
You issued a statement telling the lawmakers basically to get back to work, get back to the negotiating table. Can you talk about, you know, why that was necessary? You've had people in the room, or you've been in the room, I'm assuming, right?
Well, look, I mean, what you don't want to do is take the pressure off. And, you know, when there was the proposal and when the House, said we're going to pass it as temporary, you know, they may end up having to do that. But you don't want to do it at that stage. You want that pressure, that deadline to stay there. You know, it's sort of like my experience as a prosecuting attorney. You know, a lot of pleas occur in the last few hours, particularly, you know, I've even seen it occur when the defendant was sitting there, and then when they finally got a jury impaneled, looked over and said, okay, now it's time. So it's something about a deadline. It's just human nature, not being critical, it's just the way we all are. And so I didn't want to see that pressure taken off. I think that pressure needs to stay on. We need to continue to say, look, we got to get this budget done.